Subress.
On demand. Follow Subress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subress Radio.
So listen, my first guest is a singer, he's a music producer, he's got big bangers under his belt, right? Like English Daru, Aja Sonia, Jin the Mahi, the track that you just heard, and so many more. All right, now he's dropped a big one for 2024, right off the bat as we hit the new year. And it's a big one, believe me, it's a monster track. And to talk all about it, let's head over up north and give it up for a man like Jin the Mahi. Yes, 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 brother. What you say, man? Welcome. It's a pleasure to have you, man. Pleasure to have you up on the show, man. Before we do anything else, listen, happy birthday for yesterday.
Oh, thank you, bro. Appreciate that.
How did you celebrate, man?
Yeah, actually, spent the day with family, and then into music producer style, made sure that I got into the studio, did some practicing, and worked on the next song. The hustle never stops.
Absolutely, man, absolutely. But listen, I'm so glad you're up on the show this evening, and it is your first time up on the show, Jin. So I know a little bit about you. Maybe the fans and the listeners know a little bit about you, but you know, give us a bit of a history lesson on who Jin the Mahi is, man. Bro, how did it all begin? How did you get into production? Then obviously, you know, how did you flip it into singing?
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, so yeah, hello everyone. My name is Jin Mahi, and I'm a singer, songwriter, and producer from the north of England. I started out actually experimenting with music when I was quite young, and a lot of my earliest childhood memories are actually of my dad, who goes by the name of Binder Paswa.
Yeah.
He sang a lot of songs with many different bands during the 90s, namely Saga, and then he also ended up joining the RDB team.
Yep.
And basically, that was a fantastic journey that I went through with my dad, you know, with the RDB boys. Became quite close with them as well. Learned lots about music production from Cully. And then also on the side, I was also learning to play the keyboard and piano because I thought that was really, you know, essential when it comes to music production. And then also learning to play lots of other instruments such as like dole, fuzol, bada, again, like the Punjabi side for it as well. So yeah, it's been a great journey. And to be honest with you, I feel like I'm still learning. You know, I learn something new every day. And yeah, it's just a pleasure really to be here and you know, to have my music being listened to.
Absolutely. Now, you know, your dad is you know, he's a legend in the game, like you mentioned, man. You know, he's got so many big tunes under his belt, and I think a lot of people, you know, obviously of our kind of age, remember him for all the big hits that he dropped with RDB. You know, things like Yari and Opriti, and you know, so many more. You know, what kind of advice did your dad have for you, man, as you stepped into the scene?
Yeah, he was very, you know, he was very clear that, you know, learning was very important. You know, always practicing as well, you know, especially with singing, because, like I said, you know, it's just like the learning never stops. And it's really important to, you know, to make sure that you keep enjoying it too. Because, you know, like there's a lot of people that I've spoken to, you know, sometimes they can fall out of love with music as well. You know, it can happen.
Yeah.
But I think it's just so important to always, you know, keep on learning. And that's exactly what my dad kept on saying. And to be honest, I am kind of, you know, blessed in that way, and I feel very privileged. I've always had my dad there as well, you know, to always help, you know, with that, you know, side of things.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, do you know what, you know, as an independent artist, Jin, man, you know, you must have seen some highs and lows in this game, man. You know, talk to me about that, man. You know, how do you deal? Because this game, this industry, you know, it's a lot of roller coaster, man. You know, there's loads of ups and downs, man. You know, how, you know, what kind of highs have you seen? You know, what kind of lows have you seen? And, you know, how have you dealt with that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, initially I was actually signed to the RDB's record label, Free Records.
Yeah.
And then I did actually release a few songs during that time, you know, with my dad and also by myself. And I'd say that was a really, you know, that was a really high time. It was, you know, fantastic. I was traveling around with, you know, the RDB boys, you know, going to all the award shows and so on. And that really gave me a taste, you know, of how amazing things can be. But then talking about lows, obviously, you know, when we lost, you know, Curry,
yeah,
from RDB, you know, that really hit the whole team very, very hard.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I mean, some might say that, you know, a lot of the, you know, the UK songwriting industry never really fully recovered, you know, from that as well, because it was such a big hit and it was such a big talent, you know, that was lost. And then it took a long time really. for us to, you know, fully get over that. And I'd say that was probably the lowest point. And that also coincided with, you know, a little break that I did take as well.
Yeah.
I had a few health issues as well on the side, you know, in relation to my eye.
Yeah.
So that was something that I had to make sure that I got sorted. So, yeah, it's definitely been a roller coaster. But then, believe it or not, I actually got back into music, you know, like really passionately, I would say, during COVID. And I know a lot of my friends in the music game, you know, went through a similar sort of journey.
Yeah.
Where I was sat around and I was like, you know, I was listening over some of the material that I had ready.
Yeah.
Showing it to family as well. And a lot of family and friends were saying, like, you know, you need to release these songs, you know, you can't keep these songs unreleased. And this is where it all began. And I was like, you know what, people are definitely right. I think it's time to start doing it again.
Yeah.
So I set my own record label up and here we are, you know.
Absolutely. And, you know, at the tail end of last year, you know, you dropped Ghosted, which I love, a wicked English and Punjabi fusion, and then Jind Mahi, a self-titled track that, you know, we just dropped, you know, just before we spoke to you. You know, that was a nice kind of introduction for you back onto the scene, you know. And I know, looking at the response it's had, you know, you were welcomed with open arms, my brother.
Yeah, definitely. I think I'm probably not alone in saying that Jind Mahi is probably one of my favourite songs ever, especially favourite folk songs. And it was just really important to me that I wanted to do something totally different with it.
Yeah.
Obviously, the original, you know, it's such an incredible folk song. And, you know, some people were saying to me, oh, why don't you do, you know, like your own folk sort of rendition?
Yeah.
But I felt like it was done so well the first time that it needed to be something unique, something new.
Yeah.
And that's why I thought, you know, it's probably best to put it on like a hard hitting hip hop beat.
Yeah.
And maybe even bring the pitch down a little bit and just try something different. And yeah, the response has been absolutely incredible.
Absolutely. But, you know, I'm gonna make a confession, my brother, right? You know, more than Jind Mahi, I love Ghosted. I really like Ghosted.
Oh, brilliant. Fantastic, yeah. And that was one thing that was really key to me as well, to try and, you know, to try and experiment with different styles.
Yeah.
And just to show, you know, a little bit of versatility. I didn't want to just pigeonhole myself into doing the same type of song. And to be honest, I've had the same sort of response. You know, people have either loved one or the other.
Yeah.
Some people have loved both as well, which is, you know, which is absolutely fantastic. But I think this is something I'm going to try and do. I think with each song, I'm gonna try and surprise people and experiment with something different.
Yeah.
I don't want people to feel like, oh, you know, that they can expect or know what they're gonna get from me. I feel like every single song should be, you know, totally different to the last.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in conversation with the awesome Jind Mahi. We will continue our conversation with him in just a minute. Bro, hold the line.
It's going dead, you heard me?
Cypress Radio.
It sounds like my guest who's on the phone lines right now, and we most definitely are not ghosting him. Jind, my brother, love this track, you know.
thank you.
But listen, we gotta jump and talk about this new fresh one, right? That everyone's excited about right about now. It's called The AC Drip, all right? Came out on the 4th of January, literally boom, as we hit the new year, alongside the Grammy nominated rapper Rick Ross. Woo! It's a big collaboration, Jind man. Talk to me about The AC Drip, man. How did this track come together?
Oh, to be honest, it's been an absolute whirlwind, and I do still have to sometimes pinch myself like when I do listen to the song.
Yeah.
But yeah, just a little bit of backstory with it. So I'd made the song, and then as soon as I'd made it, I felt like it needed a big collaboration on it. And as soon as I was listening to it, it felt like it needed Rick Ross, and it sounded a bit crazy, you know, especially to my team as well when I was talking to them.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to try and make this happen. I need to do everything that I, you know, can possibly do. So I managed to actually get in touch with his management team via social media, with a few contacts and a lot of assistance. And then I basically sent the song over, and they absolutely loved the concept and the hook of The AC Drip.
Yeah.
And again, a little bit more backstory. It was actually on a different beat at that time, slightly different beat that I'd made. And then this actually led to the introduction to a producer called Legion, who then actually co-produced the track that we hear today with myself. It was really important to me that it had, you know, a good fusion of not only hip hop but also, you know, a little bit of Punjabi elements in there as well. And I feel like they all came together very, very nicely.
I love that your persistence paid off, man. That is amazing, right? Not a lot of people can say that they can have somebody like Rick Ross on a track, you know, on a Desi track, you know, of all things, man. So it's a big look, man. And Big up yourself. Big up yourself. Love that. Love that story. But listen, break the track down for us, Jim, man. You know, what's this track all about? I know, apart from being a fun poppy track, there is a message in that track. Break that message down for us.
Yeah, definitely. So the track's actually inspired by my own personal experience of wearing a turban for the first time.
Yeah.
It's quite a meaningful song for me, actually. And I really wanted to express how this made me feel. I feel like you just can't beat the feeling of wearing Indian clothes. I mean, it's our identity. And yes, you know, like I do mention in the song, you know, there will be some haters of, you know, but this is all part of life. And I think it's so important that we keep representing our culture. And this is one of my aims, to be honest, but I want to bridge that gap.
Yeah.
To, you know, mainstream music and mainstream culture with our Punjabi music. And I thought, you know, there's no better way of doing that than trying to make like a bilingual song, you know, that, you know, people can understand, whether they understand English or Punjabi. Yeah. And just represent our culture and our clothing to the max.
Absolutely, man. You know, love and support for you, my brother, man. You know, keep doing your thing. We're going to keep on showing you the support and the love, as I said, man. And, man. Keep coming back and speaking to us. We've not seen a video for Desi Drip, my brother, man. Are we going to see a video? Are we just going to be kind of just a lyrical thing at the moment?
No, there's definitely a video in the making. We're having a few talks at the moment behind the scenes.
Yeah.
To kind of see what we could make happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, fingers crossed. We'll have to watch this space with that. And I just want to say also, you know, huge thank you to everyone out there. You know, I mean, the response and the reels and everything, you know, online, it's been absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
We were like trending on Instagram in America, and it's just absolutely blown me away. And, you know, if anyone out there is listening right now, you know, please check out the song. Please keep on making the reels, and, you know, let's try and make this go mainstream and make it go worldwide.
Absolutely. Now, you hit the yes, you know, hit the ground running at the beginning of the year with AC Drip. Wow. You know, what else can we expect from between now and the end of the year, man? You know, can you give us a bit of a teaser, Jin, man? What's coming?
Yeah, definitely. So going forward, I've got about another 5 songs that are ready for release.
Yeah.
Which I'll be putting out one by one this year on my own label. One actually features, this is an exclusive announcement, another mainstream artist I've managed to secure. It's still a secret, I'm sorry, at this point. But
okay.
I'll definitely come back on the show in the future as soon as that's ready. And, you know, we may even do an announcement on air. But yeah, definitely watch this space.
Okay.
Lots more music to come.
Absolutely. Well, you know, like I said, Jin, just keep doing your thing and we'll have you back on the show again real soon. And man, before we drop the new one, and you know, it'd be awesome if you can hit us up with a couple of lines and introduce the song, my brother.
Yeah, perfect. So yeah, I'll give you a little bit of the song as well. So it's the hook is, this year I like drip, drip, German Ali, wit, shorty's looking over, got me feeling kind of lit. This year I like drip, drip, German Ali, wit, hate is still hating, but I don't give a. Thank you everyone for listening, and thank you everyone for all the incredible support on the song. Please keep on supporting, and thank you to DJ Upshay for having me on the show today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Here we go, here's Desi Drip!
Akshay with Desi Mashup. Surprise.